Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Dalet. We're on Pei Gimel and Beis. Bottom line, today we'll learn for Fuch Shleima for Hinda Rachel Bas Leah Gittel and Shoshana Basia Bas Rachel Devorah. Okay, bottom line, here we go. So we had a machlokes whether the minchas have to be from Chadash or not, or from Eretz Yisrael or not. Right? So last line, the Gemara says like, Adkan lo pligi ela b'chadash. That machloket was regarding Chadash, says Rashi. Tana de Masnitan, the Tana de Braitha, the Tana of our Mishnah, and the Tana of our Braitha were only arguing regarding Chadash. Right? Aval fought Eretz Yisrael, Aval ba'aretz lo pligi. Nobody's arguing regarding where the Omer Ushtei Lechem may Eretz in Bechutz L'Aretz Lo. Nobody disputes that. Only the Omer and only the Shtei HaLechem must be brought from Tvua, from not Tvua, barley and chit and wheat that grew in Eretz Yisrael. No shayla about that. Kiman, who said that? D'lo ki hai Tana. Not like this Tana. The Tanya, we learned in a Braitha. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer. Omer ba Bechutz L'Aretz. Omer says to Biosi, the Omer can come from Chutzlaritz. It can come from Chutzlaritz, not a problem. Aye, Bumani Mekayim, what do I do with the Pasuk? Ki Savo'u El Ha'aretz? Doesn't it say Ki Savo'u El Ha'aretz? Only when you come into the land, which is Mashma, it cannot be from Chutzlaritz, right? So the Gemara says, what he holds is, Shalon Nitzchayvu Ba'Omer Kodem Shenich Nesu La'aretz. There was no Omer, not that the Omer has to come from Eretz Yisrael. The Omer only kicks in when you're in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Kisavo el Eretz. Doesn't mean that the barley has to be grown in Eretz Yisrael. No, it can grow in Jordan. Not a problem. What it means is, the halacha didn't kick, it didn't apply in the Midbar. Only applied after the 40 years. And, more than that, because Savar, he also holds Chadash b'chutz la'aretz d'oraisahi. Chadash in chutz la'aretz is a d'oraisah. Right? We had that whole discussion. Is it d'oraisah d'rabbana? Apply with manas there not. So he held it to d'oraisah. Therefore, d'chsev, it says, b'moshvotechem. It says, b'moshvotechem. What does that mean, b'moshvotechem? Look at Rashi. D'chsev, it's on the second to last white line. D'chsev b'hukra, it says in the pasuk by Omer, kol makom, Sha'atem Yosher Mashma. Anywhere you're living. You're living in America, you're living in Israel, you're living in South America, in Jordan, it doesn't matter. Bavel, makes no difference where you're living. Anywhere you live, that's where the Isser of Kaddish applies. So, they go hand in hand. The Isser of Kaddish applies, Chutz Laretz, Doraisa. And by the way, you can be Mekayim your Omer for Chutz Laretz too. So then why did Yoshua, why was the whole Shiloh over there with Yoshua ben Nun when they went in the first time? Maybe there was no din of Chutz, there was no din of Omer in Chutz Laretz. There was no din to Eber Yardin before they crossed. It didn't apply yet. It only kicked in once they crossed over. That's what he holds. Which means, and now the Gemara continues, Kal makom sh'atem yosh for mashma. It's mashma anywhere you live. V'chitza vo'u zman diyahi. Coming in is the zman biya. In other words, the word chitza vo'u means this mitzvah only kicks in when you come into the land. The kibbutz arayzihi, akruvin avim akruvin. Since it's a daraisa, you could bring it from Chutz La'aretz too. Okay? So that's about machlokes also. But we had a Mishnah, we had a Braita that were arguing about Chodesh and Yashan. We didn't mention that machlokes. And I brought up the third machlokes. Machlokes over here about Chutz La'aretz or not. Now, right. That's a good point. We're going to get to that a little bit right now. Tanan Hasa. We learned over there. Over where? The Mishnah Shkalim. Shomrei Tzvichin B'Shviyat. They used to hire guards. Now, on Shemitah, you're not allowed to work the land. What if the land grows on its own? That's not all fair about that. You need to do anything. The wild things are growing. So they used to hire guards to make sure about the Tzvichin. Tzvichin is stuff that grows by itself. What do you need a guard for? So Rashi says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, by the way, and then the Mishnah continues, Notlin Tzchar Mechumat Alishka. these guards got paid from the truma of the lishka, right, from the pushkin. They would pay these guards a few, you know, they paid them a few dollars. Where'd the money come from? The tzibur paid for that money, for these guards. What do you need guards for? So Rashi says, no utzchar b'truma to lishka, l'fi shehem hefker. See the Rashi there? L'fi shehem hefker, because all this, everything is hefker on Shemitah. B'tzarech l'shomron, and you had to guard it, b'pnei ha'chaya, from the wild animal, b'pnei ha'aniyim, and from the poor people, shelo yilketuhu, you shouldn't cut it off, kodim ha'omer, before the omer, k'dei she'omer b'mehem. You have to bring carbon omer. So if the whole Eretz Yisrael is hefker, it's all a free-for-all, all the fences come down. So when the fences come down, the animals come out, and the aniyim come out. So the higher guards, listen, we got to bring an omer still. So that, don't touch that. Now, look at the bottom. Take your fences down. You open up the gate. Go hefker. You can't lock your field. You open the gate. Anyone can come in. The scavenger animals also can come in. Look at the Rashi, the Ketav Yad Rashi, doesn't mention animals at all. He just says, Shomrei Tzvichin Shel Se'orin. By the way, they only have to do this for barley. You in a wheat field, they didn't bother with the guards, because who cares? Hefker. I don't need it for anything. It's only shelter, only of barley. But Tzarech Omer, Kedei Shlo Yilketu Yitlem Ha'aniyim. So the Aniyim shouldn't take it. Interesting question that they ask, they ask on Rashi, Rashi here, both Rashi said, that you're guarding it from the animals, fine, that's the, you're guarding it from the Aniyim. What about the Ashirim? Rich people are also allowed to take this tavua, this barley. Why are they allowed to take it? Because it's hefker. So they also have to make supper. So why only the aniyim? Why only the aniyim? So he gives two answers, obvious answers. So one answer he gives is because Rashi is basing it on the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'achlu evyone amecha," which is said by Shvi'im. And the second answer, which is really the same answer, is the Ashirim don't need to go to every field in the country and stuff. They're not so poor. So yeah, they're allowed to take it. But if you tell them, by the way, leave that field alone, it's a mitzvah, they can do the omer with that, they'll listen to that. The Aniyim don't have the means to, they don't have the means to listen to that. They're very poor people. So for them, you have to put up a guard. So that's rich people, true, rich people will leave it alone. Okay, listen, they gotta do the mitzvah. I don't need to go over here. The poor people do need to go over here. So you have to put up a guard. Anyway, Rami, so that's, so far, it has nothing to do with anything, right? Rami Bar Chama, Rav Chista. So Rami Bar Chama says to Rav Chista, wait a minute. Tnan, we just said in the Mishnah, in Shkala, Shomrei Tzvichin, B'Shviyat, Notlin Tzchar Mitru Matalishka, right? V'raminu, wait a minute. We have a din that says, La'achla, listen to this question. We have a din that says, La'achla V'lo L'Sreifa. This din is, it's a pasuk in, I believe it's in Bahar. It says like this: V'ha'isa Shabbat ha'aretz l'chem l'achla, l'cha u'la'avdecha u'la'matzcha u'la'tzircha u'la'tzhevecha ha'gar b'imach. There's a pasuk that says you should eat the Shemitah produce, whatever grows by itself. You can eat it during Shemitah, it's hefker, you, your wife, your kids, the abundant, it's all good. The diet from that, you can't burn it. Right? You can't do that. It's an isser, I have to eat it, which is mashma, I can't burn it. There's an isser to burn Shemitah produce. Right? Stuff that grows during Shemitah, you can't burn that. So wait a minute. You're gonna take the omer, which is Shemitah produce, and burn it on the base of mikvah? Burn it as a carbon omer? Omer gets burnt. How could you do that? How would it do that? You're burning Shemitah. Get it? But to eat it enough, how could you burn it? What are you burning it? You're burning it on the mizbeah. How could you do that? That's what some say. It's considered eating for the mizbeah. So, who says that? Who says that pshat? That pshat was said by the Rishash. The Rishash said, it's true. It's called eating. We always say that we refer to the Mizbeach as eating. True. However, but nevertheless, this pasuk is talking about the achila of people. While technically, on some mystical level, we call the Mizbeach eating, Lamas is not eating it. It's not chewing it. Right? That only people can do that. So, that's one good answer. Right? The interesting question everyone asks is, how about this one? How about asei docha losa thing? Now, again, eating and not burning is not a losa thing. It's an asei to eat, which implies that you can't do anything else to it. So how about the asei of Omer should be docha that? How about asei to bring an Omer? That should be docha that issue. So the Gemara really didn't give that answer. Zivri Malkiel says, we don't say asei docha losa if you can do both. If Efshel, Akayim, both, we don't say asei docha losa. How is it Efshel, Zivri, Akayim, both? Use last year's Omer. Don't cut now for the Omer from this year. Use last year's Omer. Now, the Gemara is going to suggest that in a minute. And the Gemara is going to say, well, it's not caramel, it's not fresh, it's not dough. That's all in Chachil. Bidi Evet. I go to the storehouse and cut it last year, in the sixth year. You still have leftover. Correct. It's a funny concept. And he says, it's not going to be bad. Look, it's not optimum at all. Therefore, we don't say docha losa. The question is much better than the answer, because the Gemara's answer is amalei rachmana. The Torah says amalach. It says l'dor roseichem. You should do this every year. Every the atam artati batel. There's a mitzvah to do it. What do I want to tell you? Not to do it. Once every 7 years, I'm not going to bring the Omer. It's built into the Torah that once every 7 years, I will take shmeet the produce, and burn on the Mizbeach. You have a problem with that? That you have a whole problem with the Torah. The Torah says to do that. Right? So what kind of answer is that? Right? On my way. I wasn't suggesting to Mivatel the mitzvah of Omer. That wasn't my suggestion. Laisi meishtakit. Bring last year. But the Gemara already suggested, bring last year's Omer. So the Gemara says, you can't do that. Be'in up caramel v'lecha. It has to be caramel. What does caramel mean? We said rach, v'mol. It has to be that's soft, and it could be smoothed out in your hand, meaning very, very fresh. Last year, I've been sitting in the store for a year. It's not fresh. So the Gemara says, v'laisim mi caramel v'eshtake. So bring the fresh one from last year. So the Gemara says, that's also not. Amar kra, caramel taku. Be the caramel b'shachas akavah v'lecha. Has to be caramel now. Not that when you cut it, it was caramel, and then it sat for a year, and got hard and brittle. No! Has to be caramel when you bring it. So Dibur Makil says, and what if it's not caramel? It's only l'chachila. Now, Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, caramel takviv. Rabbi Yochanan says, caramel bring. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, reishis ketircha. It says, reishis ketircha. What does reishis ketircha mean? Reishis ketircha, v'lo sof ketircha. In other words, I'm sitting over here now on it's Nisan Tafshin Ayin Aleph. The pasuk says Rishis Ketircha. Bring the cutting has to be now Rishis, the beginning of the year, not just let. I'm going to bring Omer from Nisan Tafshin Ayin. That's not Rishis Ketircha. That's last year's thing. That's last year's story. That's not Rishis Ketircha. That's why you can't do this idea of bringing last year's produce. Two reasons why not. One, because it says Reishis Ketircha. A second reason, because the first, Rabbi Yochanan said, because of caramel. Right? It has to be caramel, right? And we're going to reject Rabbi Yochanan's reason. Motiv Rava. Wait a minute. It says, V'im takriv minchas bikurim. The minchas ha'omer is referred to as bikurim. Okay? The minchas ha'omer is referred to as bikurim. Because it's the first mincha brothi of the whole year, Karban Omer. Before that, it's all awesome, all chazah, right? The mincha to Omer kasa b'davar. We're talking about the Omer. Mehechan huva. What do you bring the Omer out of? Ba mehechan huva minas ha'orim. It's brought from barley. Ata Omer minas ha'orim. You say it's brought from barley. Oeno elemen achitin. Maybe it's broken wheat. Where'd you get barley from? So the Gemara, listen to how you know it's barley. We had this already once. Rabbi Eliezer to Omer, Demar Aviv in Mitzrayim. It says Aviv in Mitzrayim. Where does it say Aviv? By the Makal of Barod. V'nemar Aviv Ludoros. And it says Aviv in the Pasuk about the Omer. Ma Aviv, Omer Mitzrayim. So Orim, just like the Aviv that's mentioned in Mitzrayim, is what? What's talking about barley? It says, V'hapishta, V'hasa'ora, which is barley, Nukasa, Kiasa'ora Aviv, right, that's the Pasuk in the end of Bo. No. The end of Bo'era. Right? No, Bo. It's in Bo. It's not the end of Bo. It's the middle of Bo. Barat? No, it's in Bo'era. I'm sorry. It's in the end of Bo'era. Av, Armul Dara, it's in Bo'era, Elamanas Orem. So too, the Aviv, which means the carbon Omer, is only brought from barley. Did you ever hear a more wild Kedera Shava than that? That's so wild. The Omer is bought from barley because the bar struck the barley. The Gemara says, okay. Now, that's what the pasuk says. Hapishta, also the flax, but there's no cover like that. So, bapishta, basa ora, nukasa, kesa ora aviv, bapishta nivol, givol. So, what do you see? Okay, very good. Now, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says a different bar. I have a different pshat that I know that a mincha is brought from barley. Why? Matzinu yachid shmei b'chavasa menachitim. A yachid can bring a carbon from wheat. How does a yachid bring a carbon from wheat? Let's say a carbon olav yoreh, right? He ate tumah by mistake, and he's poor. He'll bring an omer. He brings a mincha of wheat. Umei b'chavasa menachitim orim. He could also bring a mincha of barley. What's that? A sota. Af tibur, maybe chavasa menachitin. Now a tibur brings a mincha of wheat. Where does the tibur bring a mincha of wheat? On Shavuot. Shelechem on Shavuot. Or maybe chavasa menachitin orim. So all that's to bring must be a carbon mincha must be made out of barley somewhere. The im ata omer menachitin. And if you make the omer out of wheat, lo matzinu tibur shemi chavasa menachitin orim. You're not going to find a carbon tibur that's brought from barley. Therefore, the Omer must be from barley. Okay? After Sfas Emes, there are many things that are done by a carbon yachid that we don't have a parallel by a carbon tibur. A lot of carbonos yachid, no such thing by a carbon tibur. Right? Why on earth does a carbon mincha have to have wheat, barley, so that it resembles a carbon yachid, which is sota, which is made out of barley? Why? And you know what? He doesn't answer that question. He leaves it for Tzarachiyah. He couldn't find it. He tried to give a whole answer about Chadosh and the Shtelechem and Omer's Magdafa. And then he says, you know what? That's not an answer. And he leaves it for Tzarachiyah. It's a very good question. Right? Dover Acher. Another Pshat. Right? Another Pshat what? Why barley has to be the Omer, has to be made out of barley. If you're going to bring wheat for the Omer, the Shtelechem is not going to be called Bikurim. It's not going to be first for anything. Alma, what do you see from here? Mishum Bikurim who? Look at Rashi. Alma Mishum Bikurim, last Rashi. The boy, Shehe Bikurim, Bekatir. That the Omer has to be Bikurim when it is cut. The Hainu Kreb Elazar. That's Rebbe Elazar, the Omer who said, Reishis Ketirchem. V'tiyufta de Rebbe Yochanan, the Omer Carmel Takrim. That's a Tiyufta de Rebbe Yochanan who said the issue is Carmel. The Mashma, Shiachal, Lahakrim, Carmel, Afal Pisha, Eina Bikurim. It can't be. And you know what? Back to the Gemara, Tiyufta. He's disproven. So what's the reason why? What's the reason why you can't use last year's Omer? Because it's not racist, not Bikurim. What is it? It's last year's produce. Okay? Next. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there, this is a, in Mitzvot Bikurim, It says Ein may be in Bikurim Chut. They change it to Ella. Ein may be in Bikurim Ella Mishiva Taminim. Bikurim is only for the seven fruits, whatever. Below Mitmarim Shebahar. By the way, this question has nothing to do with anything. But since it mentioned the word Bikurim, Navakasham Bikurim. Okay? Below Mitmarim Shebaharim. You can't bring Bikurim from the date of the mountains. Below Miperos Sheba Amakim. Not from the Peros in the valley. Why not? So Rashi says, they're not good quality. Exactly, they're not good quality. Amar Ula, in Havi, lo kidesh. If you bring it, it's not Bikurim. They don't have Kedushas Bikurim. It's not, even with the evidence, no good. Not good. Okay. Correct. It's inferior. It's all he's got. It's still inferior. Yashiv, what? Yeah, very good question. Doesn't make a difference. It's still not good. I only had. It's inferior. Not only that, ula holds. You're not even yotzei b'dieved, which we're going to get to that issue right now. Such a thing as, when you want to bring a carbon, you should bring the best one you have. You have a bunch of animals. Bring the best animal you have. Don't bring the cheapest animal you have. Bring the best one you have. What? Correct. So by Bikur, we don't say that. And the Koran will say, that's what you brought? You can take that home with you. That's what the Koran will say. That's what? Mistama. Now, Yosef Rabba, the Ka'amal HaShmaita, Rabba sitting there, and Rabba says, wait a minute. It says in the Torah, carbon rachis. It says carbon rachis. Where does it say that? It says that by the Shtei Halechem. Carbon rachis. Shetehe rachis l'chol ha-menachos. It's the first mincha brought. It's matired chadosh in the Beit HaMikdash. Right? The Omer matir chadosh in your house, and the Shtei Halechem matir chadosh in the Beit HaMikdash. The Chenu Omer, and it says, Takrivchem mincha chadasha l'Hashem b'shvuot eichem. Ein li ela chadasha shel chitim. I only know that's the chadash for wheat. Chadasha shel tzeorim minayit. How do I know it's the chadash for barley too? Talmud lomar chadasha chadasha. It says another word chadasha. So meino inyan the chadasha shel chitim. I don't need an extra word to tell me that it's the first time you're bringing wheat. Tineo inyan the chadasha shel tzeorim. So use it for Tzeorim, that now we're matir Tzeorim. So what does that mean? That means that no Sota could come between Pesach and Shavuot. No Sota could come till after Shavuot. Because it's barley carbon, maybe it means that. Right? Now, Menayin, by the way, because now we're going to say, Menayin, Shittahei, Kodemet, Libikurim. How do you know this carbon was brought before Bikurim? Right? Which is, by the way, Shavuot called Shnat Bikurim. Why? There's no Bikurim before Shavuot. Talmud Lomar. That's why it says the Chag Shavuot Taseh Lecha Bikurei Ketir Chitim. Okay. The Ein Liela Bikurei Ketir Chitim. That's fine. I know about wheat. Ketir is Or Minayin. What about barley? Talmud Lomar. The Chag Hakatzir Bikurei Masecha Asher Tizrach Asher Tizra Basada. A separate pasuk. Bainly, I only know that what? That the Shtei Alechem comes first. Ela Shetizra. If you planted it. Alu Meilehen Menayim. How do I know if it even grew on its own? Talmud Lomar. Basadeh. It says Basadeh. Bainly Ela Basadeh. I only know in the Sadeh. Menayim L'Ravot. How do I know to include Shebegad? Somehow it grew on the roof. Shebechorva. It grew in a ruined place. Ba'atzitz. It grew in a flower pot, Shebesvina, on a boat, Abad Lomar, Bikure, Kol, Asher, Ba'artsam, anywhere in the land. Look at Rashi. Rashi is exactly where we are. It says, Tamad Lamar Bikure Kol Shevartam, Afilu Begad, even on a roof. Dinamar Khan Bikure Kol Shevartam, Benel Lahal Bikure Kitir Chitim, Ma Bikur O Lahal Shtelechem, Askan, Khan Shtelechem, Lahal Bikur Shevartam. Anyway, it's all good. It's all good. We didn't even ask the question yet. We're still getting to the question. Uminayin Shitehe Kodemet Lenetzachim Uperis Elon. How do you know the Shtelechem come before any new wine or Peris Elon? Nemar Khan Bikur Masecha, the Nemar Lahalan, Ba'aspacha Et Masecha Min Hasada. With that pasuk, by Sukkot. Now we're going to get to, we didn't even get the question yet. K'toni Mia. Anyway, in this extremely long brisa, we said that you could bring Bikurim on anything that grows, Shebegat, on the roof, Shebekorva, Shebeotzit, Shebetsvina. How could you tell me that you can't bring Bikurim if it grew in a mountain? Why? Because it's not chashuv, it's not choice. What, and it grows in the mountain, in the roof, it's choice? It grows on a boat? What kind of business is that? Right? In other words, if it's, in these cases, it's not even growing on karka at all. It's not even growing on karka. And it's still bikurim. So what, like Yossi said, I bring it from the mountain, it's no good? There's just wrong. What's going on? And all of a sudden, it's b'di evidence, even b'di evidence is no good. How could that be? The price. What? I guess it's in the water. Yeah, let's say. At the bottom of the page, we're gonna distinguish different kind of boats. But the point is, that's not even the karka of Eretz Yisrael. And it's Bikur. So in a mountain, it's not so good. Okay, so the sun doesn't shine over there. It's in a valley. The sun doesn't shine so good. You can't bring Bikur from that? That's the kasha. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. If it doesn't have a hole in it, if it has a hole in it, absolutely. Yeah. That's right, yes. Yeah. I mean, there might be a shear of Bikurim. Putting that aside, yes. Okay. Now, so the Gemara answer is no. The Seifa of this Braita that said that you could bring Bikurim from the roof, I wasn't talking about Bikurim. Seifa Asan Limenacho. That was talking about Mincha. You want to bring a Mincha from flour, from wheat that grew on the roof? That's no problem. That's no problem at all. Look at Rashi. It's a little below where we are. Seifa Diktoni. That said, Shebegat, Shebechorva, Asan Limenacho. That's talking about Mincha. Sheyehe Shtei Halechem Kod Minami Limincha Tachitim Shegod Lebegat Shebechorva. You want to bring a mincha? You can't bring a mincha yet. You have to bring the bikur. We have to bring shtei lechem first. Ready for shiv? Now you want to bring a mincha from stuff that grew on the roof? No problem. Of course you can't bring bikurim from that. Below kasha ula. That's not a kasha on ula. Of course not. What's the difference between bikurim and mincha? Bikurim you cannot bring from the roof, and mincha you can bring from the roof. What's the difference? So the difference is the Tyrus HaKodesh explains who said that peros that grow on the roof and peros that grew in a ruin are bad. They could be the most wonderful. Who said that? They could be the most wonderful fruit in the world. However, by Bikurim, there's a special mitzvah. It has to grow in Eretz Yisrael. What would the halacha be like these hydroponic stuff? The chayv of Bikurim? If you're not. It's not considered the ground, it's not in the soil. It is? Right. Now, by a mincha, there's no rule like that. By a mincha, there's no rule like that. There's no rule of chef, there's no rule has to grow in Eretz Yisrael. Come from chutzlaret. So on a roof, it's no worse than that. That's the difference. Very, very posh difference. Not in the Mizeach, no. Till Shavuot. Right. Just like in your house. You're not allowed to eat Yashem. You have to eat Yashem. in your house. But the Beit HaMikdash, the changeover was on Shavuot. So for those 7 weeks, there was a different halacha for you and for the Beit HaMikdash. You could eat pizza from new wheat, but not the Beit HaMikdash. So you have to wait. Wait till Shavuot. Or bring from last year's stuff. Bring last year's wheat. That you could do. Right? Okay. Next. Maskevla, Ravacha, Barada, Ihachi. Wait a minute. Ihachi. We're talking about Mincha over here now? It doesn't make any sense. You know why? Hainu Zitziv, because it says in the Pasuk, Kol Tahar Bibesecha Yochal Oto. Everybody in the house can eat it. That means the Kohen went home, and he was able to feed everybody in the house the Mincha. Women are not allowed to eat Karb Mincha. Kachikachin. Women can't eat Karb Mincha. To eat Menachos, Lezichar Kohen Demetachel. Only men can eat that. How could the Pasuk say, yeah, go home and enjoy it with your family? Not true. Amar of Masharshia, Treich Kroi Tzivi. There are two Pesukim. Really, it's one Pasuk, the same Pasuk. It says, L'cha Yehiyah, it says it should be for you. Uksiv, and it says, Kol Tor Beisecha, Yochal Oto. How do you reconcile that? Is it only you, or is it your wife and kids also? Ha-Ketzad, Kan Bibikurim. Well, Bikurim, the wife can enjoy with you. Kan, the Menachos. When it comes to Minchas, the wife cannot enjoy it with you. Rav Ashi Amar, Kulo B'Menachos. No, the whole Pasuk is talking about Minchas. I found a Mincha, says Rav Ashi, that a woman could eat. What Mincha can a woman eat? The Sefer Dekra, Asan, Lachme Toda. The Sefer is talking about Lachme Toda. The Lechem of a Toda, your wife can enjoy with you. Look at Rashi. It's the second skinny line before the lines go out at the bottom over there. The Lach Metoda. The Nechalim Lechal Tahar. Anyone Tahar could eat it. Below Kasha L'Ula. It's not a Kasha L'Ula. Does anyone know what that means? Does that make any sense? That makes no sense. But look at the second Rashi, the bottom Rashi, the Kisfayad Rashi. The Lach Metoda. I don't know, it's about 5-6 lines before the lines get before the end of the line. See, toward the end of the line. He says, is it Lach Metoda? What Lach Metoda can a woman eat? Right? What are we talking about over here? We started off by saying the issue at the roof and all these places, that was talking about Mincha. Says the Gemara, how could that be talking about a Mincha? A woman can eat that in the process that you can eat it with your family. So we gave one answer. That part of the puzzle was talking about Bikurim. Says Ravashi, that's not true. It's talking about a certain Mincha which women could eat. What Mincha can a woman eat? Lach Metoda. What does that mean? So Rashi says something very cryptic. Here, the second Rashi says, Arba Chalos Shel Toda. The four Chalos of a Toda that a Kohen gets, the wife could eat those four. Why? Nechelos L'Neshei Kahanim. That a wife could eat. The wife of a Kohen could eat it. Why? Kidaminan Hamura Mehem Kiyota Behem. Whatever is done to the Lach Metoda, the other 36, the same thing is done to the four. Ela shahamuram lechol akahanim l'nashem v'levneim v'lavdeim. Who could eat it? You, the wife, the abazin, anybody. V'trumas lach metoda, k'trumas toda. The hainu chaza v'shok. It's no different than the lach lechem, no different than the chaza v'shok, that a wife could eat too. Why? Because it's carbon, it's kachim kalim, and it's called a mincha. So I found you one mincha that was a trivia question. What's the only mincha that a woman could eat? The answer is the four lechems of the Karbon Toda. So when the Pasuk said, what? The Pasuk says, Bikurei kol asher ba'artzam, asher yaviu l'ashem l'chal yiyeh, kol tar betach yochlanu. Go eat it with your whole family. How could you eat a mincha with your family? But we explained it to mean the carbon of the carbon mincha. So that was one answer. One, no, it's talking about Bikurim. It's not talking about Bikurim. Okay. Doesn't drive a Pasuk at all. That's where Rav Ashi makes much more sense. Now, Yitzlokta, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, in Hevi Lo Kidesh, Rabbi Yochanan held like Ula, that what? If you brought these inferior fruits, it's no good. Rish Lakish Amar im hei vikides. Rish Lakish said, no, okay, listen, you shouldn't bring it. At the end of the day, it's fine. Naseh kichachosh v'kachim. It's no different than bringing bad animals for kachim. Nothing wrong with that. Now, Fish Lamele Rish Lakish k'damar taima. Rish Lakish gave a reason. He gave a reason. What was his reason? His reason was, it's no different than a bad carpet. Right? Now, is a bad carpet optimum? No. Is it kosher? Yes. El Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Yochanan didn't give a reason. What's Rabbi Yochanan's reason? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan chazoy b'chalom, Rabbi Yochanan appeared to me in a dream, Milsa ma'al yisa amina. So I'm going to tell you something over something great. So Rashi says, it's on the first wide line, limitarza lemilse shaker. I'm going to give you a great answer. Rabbi Yochanan appeared to me last night in a dream, and now I have such a good answer for you. What Rabbi Yochanan meant, why it's not good even the Eved. Now, look at the Ksav Raj Rashi says. Mashma, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything in the dream. He just appeared in the dream. And now I thought of an answer. Look at the Ksav Yad Rashi. He says, Kivon de Gavra Rabba, it's Chazoy Li Bechelma. Since a great man appeared to me in a dream. Happens to me, it's the same man that I need to find an answer for. But that's just a coincidence. Amina milsa ma'al yisa ani omer hayo. I am going to say something wonderful today. Right? Mashma, that the Rabbi Yochanan didn't say a word to them. Right? There's a whole discussion over here that Torah lo v'shamayim hi, and not in dreams, right? So there's a sefer called the Chachma Umutzer says that Hashem, which is a very mystical idea, I think we've had it before, the Beis Din in heaven doesn't paskin on what the halacha should be until it's paskined on down here. So without Rabbi Yochanan having, without a reason, we couldn't know why we should hold like him or not. So Rabbi Yochanan comes to the dream, like, think of a reason. If you think of a reason, then they'll paskin like me. But once you paskin like me, they'll paskin like me upstairs. Upstairs is bound by what we do. So it's a fascinating discussion. Anyway, what? Who said we don't? Well, we do say that, right? Right, is that okay? Right, all right, 100%. Now, anyway, comes to the dream. Amar Kra, it says, May Rashis, from the first root, below Kol Rashis, not everything. You don't bring Bikur from everything. You don't bring Bikur from apples. That's not one of the Zayin Minim. May Arzacha, from your land, below Kol Arzacha, not everywhere. Not in bad places. That's why I hold it's no good. Rish Lakish, Hay Arzacha Me'afetle. What did he do with that extra word Arzacha? Rabbi Yochanan said Arzacha below Kol Arzacha. Arzacha Miboyle Lechitanya. Rabbi Gabriel Bar Yehud Bar Rabbi Omer. Namar Kan Eretz. It says over here the word Eretz. The Namar Lahalan. And it says over there, over where? By the Shavach of Eretz Yisrael. It says the word Eretz. Lahalan just look over there. Shavach Eretz. Afkan. So it's over here. Shavach Eretz. Which means the Zayin Minim, which is repetitive, the Idach, and the other one, Eretz, May Eretz. The Idach, Eretz, May Eretz, Lo Mashmalei. Okay? Good? Yeah. We'll just do a little bit more, and then we'll stop. Tani Chada, one Brisa said, Sheba Gag, the Sheba Korva, the Sheba Artis, Sheba Tzvina, maybe the Kore. That's all fine. The Tanya Idach, another Brisa said, maybe you could bring the Bikurim the Eina Kore, but you can't read it. Does our school give a reason why you can't read it? Because the Nesivas HaKodesh has a Torah here, and why you can't, when they read it, you can't recite the Psukim along with the Bikurim. Why not? What? We're not going to see soon. What? Okay. Why not? So Bishlama Shlokish Gag Agag Lokasha. Shlokish is going to say, so there's a steer now. One God said, one God you do bring Bikurim, one God you bring but you don't recite. So that's a steer. According to Shlokish, that's not a steer. Ha gag de ma'ara, ha gag de bayit. Depends where the gag is. If it's a gag on top of a cave, so that's really the land of Eretz Yisrael. That's the land of Eretz Yisrael. It's a foot. Of a gag on top of a roof, it's not Eretz Yisrael. Dechor v'achor v'lo kasha, kan b'chor v'avuda, kan b'chor v'she'en avuda. Again, a churva, was it worked on or not? If it was worked on, then it's called Arzacha. Why you worked on it? Maybe you all in. Sounds as a churva that's not to the karka, and it would not be included in Arzacha. Asit to asit lokasha. Of course, the case of asit is not a kasha. Kan benakuv, kan b'she'en avuda. Did it have a hole in it or not? If it had a hole in it, it's considered nourishing from the land. And it's not. And Svina Svina Lokasha, this is a hard one. Kan b'Svina shall eat, kan b'Svina shall cheres. Big discussion what this means. Very simply, it means if it's made out of wood, it's not considered chashav at all. Therefore, a boat? What's the status of the things on the boat? So he's saying, if it's made out of wood, and somehow something's growing over there, that's not considered chashav. And therefore, you would bring it, but not chashav. Consider the land. However, kan the tzvina shel cheres, if it's made out of cheres, what's cheres? Earthenware. That's earth. And then there's something growing on there. That's considered land of Eretz Yisrael, and that you would be chayav and be korb. All right, we'll stop over here. Now we're going to finish off two lines. You know what? El Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. So Gemara says Tanya he it's a machlokas tanoyim. Tanya God shebachor v'meiv v'korei. So it's the whole thing is a big machloket, and therefore, the answer is in the Mikashet. It will stop here, and we will resume tomorrow of the day.